save big money on plant protection supplies. Now at Menards. Defend your garden with Triazicide Insect Killer. Its fast-acting formula protects lawns, vegetables, and many other plants. It kills more than 260 insects by contact, above and below ground. Choose from ready-to-spray, concentrate, or granular. Save big money on Triazicide Insect Killer at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hey, it's Kim Commando today, your daily podcast to keep you up to date with all things digital and beyond. And I'd love to have you be a part of our podcast. You can make an appointment to speak with me. Just head over to commando.com, and on the top right, there's a button that says email Kim. Fill that out, and that's it. I always like to start with something interesting. And now you have a chance to own your very own piece of Apple history. No, it's not an original Mac computer. It's not the prototype of the first iPhone either. It's a pair of brown leather Birkenstock sandals from the 1970s. Yes, definitely used. What makes these sandals unique is that they were worn by Steve Jobs. That's right. So how much do you think they're going to sell for at auction? This is nuts. Anywhere between $60,000 and $80,000. That's according to Julian's Auctions. It seems like a lot of money for a pair of Birkenstocks, doesn't it? I mean, even if they were owned and worn by Steve Jobs himself, I mean, at that price, it should include the Birken socks, too. And on that happy note, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this. It's America's largest show about all things digital. It's called The Kim Commando Show. You can find us on over 425 top stations throughout the United States, and we're streaming in your favorite radio app. Just search for my last name, Commando, and you can find us streaming as a podcast, a webcast, whenever you want, over at GetKim.com. Once again, that's GetKim.com. All right, this is part of the show where I like to talk about the top five things about consumer tech you need to know. And we're going to start with something that you shouldn't be buying. Is it buggy? Will you get sick and dizzy wearing it? Kind of. Okay, the guy behind the Oculus VR platform, and he sold it to Facebook Meta for $3 billion a few years ago, has a new headset. And this VR headset, you can get sick and dizzy, and it will actually kill you in real life. It's called Nerve Gear. When the user dies virtually during gameplay, the module is fired at your head, killing you instantly. Yes, in real life. It looks like a normal headset apart from three terrifying-looking explosive charge modules right above the eyepiece, pointed right at your skull. The story is that he got the idea from an anime series. I don't know. Apparently, when you have $3 billion and not a lot to do, you can come up with some really weird products. Number two on our list is going to cost you to save some money. Netflix rolled out a new cheaper plan that costs $7 a month. There are downsides. You get 5 minutes of ads per hour, one device at a time, no downloads to watch when you're not connected to the internet. You're not going to get the best HD or 4K, just 720p resolution. And some shows and movies aren't available under the cheaper plan. But you may not even be able to get the cheaper plan because there's a whole list of devices it just doesn't work with. They're calling it basic with ads. It's not supported on Apple TV. It's not supported on anything except the newest model of a Chromecast. iOS devices not updated to iOS 15. Android devices on versions earlier than 7. PlayStation 3 doesn't work on. The Netflix app for Windows, it doesn't work there either. I mean, this is bad, but I have seen Stranger Things. Number three in our list of consumer tech and things you need to know are three hits are back streaming new seasons. Yellowstone, yes. You know, talking about Kevin Costner. John Dutton controls the largest contiguous ranch in the United States. Coming back to Paramount Network, season 5 starts on Sunday, November 13th, in case you missed that. There's also The Crown. Made a comeback. We're talking about the Netflix drama of, you know, Queen Elizabeth, the 1940s to modern times. I'm not really sure if I'm into this. Diana just has those doe eyes, just way too much for me. The Capture is something that you might want to watch. It's on Peacock, series 1 and 2. You can buy series 1 on Apple. It's about the rise of deepfake technology. All my geek friends are telling me, like, this is something that I would definitely love. Now, Hulu. If you are paying for Hulu and you haven't really looked at it lately, there's not much there that's new. So you might want to consider canceling if you're not finishing up The Handmaid's Tale. All right, number four on our list of things you need to know is now you can use your iPhone photos on your Windows PC. This has been a long time coming because Microsoft Windows doesn't always play nicely with Apple. It's been that way for so many years. But things are starting to change because I guess Microsoft figured out that so many people are using an iPhone now. So this is great. If you have your photos on your iPhone or your iPad, you want to use those on your Windows PC because you don't have to use Google Photos as the fix anymore. So cue the angels. Microsoft is now letting you integrate your iCloud photos right into Windows 11. But of course, you have to do a few things. This is Windows. First, make sure that you get the latest update to Windows Photos app at the Microsoft Store. Then, number two, you have to install an iCloud for Windows app from the store. You sign in, choose which photos and libraries automatically sync with your photos. But now, yes, the two have finally come together. Sweet. And lastly, this coming in at number five, soon you'll be able to jump on a Zoom call from the comfort of your very own Tesla screen. Now, Tesla has this $15,000 add-on option. It's called Autopilot. It's not so Autopilot. It's been involved in 10 fatal accidents since June of this year alone. It fails to recognize bikes, motorcycles, or smart kids running out in front of the car. So there, all these investigations are going on. So why in the world is Tesla allowing Zoom calls directly from the car's front seat big screen? Well, as a Tesla owner who's trying to sell her Tesla Plaid to the highest bidder, I can assure you there are enough distractions in that car without adding Zoom. And one would also think, since Elon Musk now owns Twitter, right, there'd be this big old button to get your Twitter feed right there on your Tesla. Well, anyway, Tesla can really now Zoom over bikes and kids, right? This comes to the department. Just because we can do it doesn't really mean that we should do it. All right, coming up, we're going to tell you how you can find out if a deal this holiday is truly, truly a deal. We have Brand New or Not True coming up, as well as some new research about Amazon Echoes I need to pass along. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254 is the way to join us. And during the holidays, we're running a contest. You could enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card if you know the secret word that I'm going to pass along this hour of the Kim Komando Show and podcast. And then once you know the secret word, you have to go to commando.com/win. That's commando.com/win. So keep listening this hour for that special secret word. And right now, how about we get started with Patrick in Sheridan, Wyoming. Hello there, Patrick.
Hi there. Thank you for taking my phone call. I used to listen to you in Phoenix, but now I'm a transplant and I can only get you through the podcast.
Oh, well, that's awesome. So why'd you move to Wyoming?
It was basically for family reasons, and I just absolutely love it up here. Except for today, we're going to get 2 inches of snow.
Okay. Well, you know, but then in the summer when it's 120 in Phoenix, you can say, hey, sorry, guys and gals.
Yes, very much. I have family down there, and I constantly say, oh, we just have mosquitoes out here that you can put saddles on.
Okay, that's funny. Okay, that's good. All right. So what's going on in Wyoming?
Okay, well, I have an aunt that lives down the street from me. She's in her 70s in a mobile home. So for Christmas, I want to get her an Echo Show because you said that that would be the best way to communicate with her. And sometimes during the blizzards and whatnot, it's kind of hard to get out. So sure. I just want to check up on her during those times. So I was wondering, which Echo Show should I get that's economically wise with the Ring doorbell and the wireless plugs? And if all the wireless plugs out there on Amazon, the Echo Show?
Mm-hmm. All and, right. So let me ask you a question about your aunt. How's her eyesight?
Her eyesight is a lot better now that she's gotten her cataracts done.
Perfect. Okay, that's beautiful. I'd love to hear that. Okay, so you have different versions of the Echo Show. You have a 5-inch, you have an 8-inch, and you have the brand new 10.1-inch. And the whole idea is what I was talking about is that if you ever want to check on somebody in your house and if they have an Echo Show and you have an Echo Show, you can just say, drop in on Aunt Mary, and then her Echo Show will do like 10 seconds, and then you guys can be having a video call without her having to do anything.
That's the 5-inch screen.
Yeah, the 5-inch screen's really is really sweet, and the 8-inch one, if you had the extra money, and you know you said economical, the Echo Show 10, it's a little bit different, is that it's on a pedestal. And so as she's moving around the room, around the kitchen, if that's what she does, is that the camera will follow her around the room. And so and so it does also hands-free and all that other good stuff.
Yes.
And it also works with the Ring video doorbells if you wanted to put one of those on there too. But the Echo Shows will work with – yeah, the Echo Show, that'll work with all the Ring doorbells. Amazon owns Ring. Amazon owns Echo. So they're going to make sure that they all work together. You know, so you're not going to have to worry about that.
So one type of environment.
Exactly. Ecosystem. And then she'll be able to answer the doorbell on her Amazon Echo. You know, if you wanted to, you could also get alerts whenever somebody rings her doorbell.
On my end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a lot of good things. And now as far as smart plugs, there's, like you said, there's a ton of them out there. I'm trying to see if the brand, I'm not sure what the brand is that I'm looking at right now that is powering up the studio.
Yeah, there's all sorts of them.
But let me do this. Let me put together, let me find which ones are our smart plugs that we're using. I think we're using, TP-Link, but I'm not sure. Which ones that we're using in the studios right now. And so let me find out that answer, and then we'll put some links together for you inside the Commando Community Forum. And where you go with that, Patrick, just go to commando.com/community. And in the left-hand corner, there's a link that says Q&A Forum, which, by the way, if you're a community member, you ever have a tech question, you can always leave your tech question there, too. And one of our tech pros will answer it inside the Commando Community. But again, you're going to want the Echo Show 5 is the most affordable. If you can go for it, the 10, it's expensive. The 10.1 inch that follows you around, it's $250. And then we're going to throw $100 on top of that for the Ring doorbell. And then it starts getting a little pricey. But these smart plugs are really generally inexpensive. But I want to make sure that you're using the ones that we are actually using here in the studio, because it has an app that works sweet. For example, when I want to turn on the lights in the studio, I just open up the iPad, bing, 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 lights come on, and then I can turn them off the same way. So I'm going to post those links inside the Commando Community Forum. Once again, commando.com/community. And Patrick, thank you for your call, and thanks for finding the podcast. I'll tell you, those Echo Shows are really fabulous for keeping track of the older folks in your family. All right, back to the phones we go with Stephen in Baltimore, Maryland. Hi there, Stephen.
Well, I'm trying to learn to manage my time better, and there's some days I do lots of different things, and I'm sort of at a loss to know where the time went, you know. So I'm looking for an app or some way that I can record every 15 minutes or so, you know, here's what I was doing, and it could categorize it and, like, put it in a end-of-the-day summary or something for me, or end-of-the-week summary. And
well, you know, it's a really good idea, especially if you sit there, and it's so easy to get sucked into these apps, isn't it? It's just, over the summer, I had some time when I was traveling, and I was on vacation. I thought, you know what, I'm really going to try TikTok out. And boy, 20 minutes went by, and I was like, what just happened? I didn't even see 20 minutes go by. And so there are ways that you can track what you do. Of course, the old-fashioned way is Stephen, right? You keep a spreadsheet? And put it down on a list. Yeah, but that becomes a bit of a hassle. So what you really want is a way for this to happen automatically. So you can put a certain app on your phone, you can set limits to say, I'm only going to spend 10 minutes a day on Facebook or TikTok or Twitter, whatever it is. Then at the end of the day, you can also say, like, I spent this amount of time reading these websites, but then I got distracted. I went to this website. Because it seems to be the nature of technology. We open up one thing, and then suddenly our brain goes, oh, well, what about this? What about this? It happened to me this morning. I ended up on some website. I'm like, where did this happen, and how did I even get here? So there's an app that is very good. It's called Rescue Time. Now, once it's installed, it monitors everything that you use, any program, any website. And then at the end, you can also get labels for productivity, and you can set limits. And so if you are getting to a limit on, say, just being on social media, is that will come up and say you only have one more minute today to do that. Rescue Time is not free, but it does have a free trial. So, you know, maybe you want to do is like just try it and just see if that's something that you might like. But after that, it's $7 a month. Now, if you want something that's totally free, there's a website and an app called Clockify, and that's Clock, I-F-Y, Clockify. It does a lot of the timekeeping, and it does a lot of the reporting and also the management. And it also has a time tracker that you can stop and start a timer as you work, or you can enter annual hours manually, whichever way that you want to do it. So take a look at Rescue Time. And then if you're looking for something that's free because you're on a budget, is that's Clockify. Google, if you're on an Android phone, it has something called Focus Mode that also works as somewhat like a virtual time lock, is that you can put a timer on specific apps and then keep them locked for a certain amount of time throughout the day. So if you're having trouble focusing on an Android phone, and then once the timer runs out, Google will automatically unlock each app in order for you to access them again. iOS 16, for you Apple users, there's Focus Mode. And if you haven't set that up, that's definitely something to take a look at too. Stephen, thank you so much for your call. I hope this time was valuable for you. I read a study the other day that said that we are wasting 9 years of our lives staring at screens. 9 years. Wow. You can now do this. Go to Google Maps and go to Street View, and then you see a digital timeline where you can go back in time to see exactly what your house looked like before and actually what it looks like now. That's all in Google Maps. All right, stay right where you are because Brand New or Not True is coming up, and you never want to miss that fun. And in case you're new, Brand New or Not True is America's favorite radio game show and podcast sensation where you can play along at home and guess, is it brand new or is it not true? Because after all, so many new products are released in the tech industry every single day. And here's the deal. I make them up. Two products are completely fake and one is a real product. That's right. Two are fake. One is real. Now, in case you want to ever play Brand New or Not True and be a real contestant, just head over to commando.com and fill out the form where it says email Kim in the upper right-hand corner and just say, I want to be a contestant on Brand New or Not True. Because if you do win Brand New or Not True, you get an official Kim Commando Show fanny pack. Not a body bag, a fanny pack that you love. And also, every contestant gets a special treat, a free bag of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend dog food, a value of $59.95. Because after all, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food. You can learn more at drmartypets.com/Kim. And joining us for Brand New or Not True this week is Judith in Bakersfield, California. Hello there, Judith.
Hi, Kim. How are you?
I'm fantastic. So are you ready to play? You excited?
I am.
All right. Now, remember, two products are completely fake. I made them up. And one is the real product. All right. So we're going to get ready with product number one. Okay. A lot of guys are worried about losing their hair, and they get that dreaded monkey butt. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now to technology, there's a new innovative sensor cap and an app that maybe can help prevent it before it happens. The cap has 272 medical-grade sensors that pulse white light on the scalp, and they get a pattern of hair follicles. Now, the app will save the pattern of the hair follicles and then give estimates on how much and where you're going to lose your hair next. And then based on those results, the company's going to send you special shampoos to promote hair growth. Now, with this know-how, you can change your hairstyle, get a hair piece. If you're a guy, you can just shave it off. I guess you can do it if you're a gal, too. Because then any barber who specializes in shaving heads, you know what they call them, Judith? You know what they call them?
No.
An air stylist. Yes, I know that was pretty bad. The cap is $39.99. And of course, the shampoos are going to be really expensive. Product number two. Do you have blinds on your windows, Judith, in your house?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, okay. You know, it's always a pain in the neck to get up and open and close the blinds, right? Especially mm-hmm. in the morning when you're on, I just need a little bit of sunlight. Well, what if you could have smart blinds and have an app that allows you to open and close the blinds easily? And you can also just tell your Alexa, Google Assistant, or Siri to actually open and close the blinds too. And then anytime you're not home, you can even open and close the blinds. So if you're tired of always opening the blinds day after day in the morning, closing them at night, now you can do it automatically on a schedule according to sunset and sunrise times. Now, the adapter connects to your existing blinds, and also now there's a solar panel that connects to the window, and that's how you get the power. It's $69 per blind. But think about it this way. No longer do you have to get up and open and close the blinds. I mean, whew, shudder the thought. And finally, product number three. If you have, do you have multiple animals, like a dog and a cat in your house, Judith?
I have a German Shepherd.
Oh, okay. Do you have a cat, too?
No cats, just German Shepherd.
Oh, great. All right. Because sometimes dogs like to eat cats' food. Because to them it tastes like candy because cat food is so sweet. I don't know that for a fact personally, but that's what I've read. So now you don't have to worry about the dog eating the cat's food because you're going to place a lightweight RFID tag on the dog's collar. Then you place the dog's food on a washable mat. When the dog gets too close to the dog's food and steps on the mat, the dog gets a little zing in his front paws. And it's not a zap, it's just a little zing. So we're not going to hurt anybody. Problem solved. Mat only comes in black, plus the RFID tag for the dog's collar. It's $69.99. And true story, a friend of mine named her two dogs Calvin and Klein. Calvin and Klein. Because they are boxers. Yeah, they're boxers. Sorry. Okay, so Judith, we have three products. Two are fake, one is real. So we have the product number one is the smart cap that will tell you if you're losing your hair. Product number two are the smart blinds that you can open and close using the app or your smart assistant. And product number three is the little dog mat that will zap with the RFID tag in case the dog tries to eat the cat's food. So which of the three products is the real product, Judith? Which of the three?
I'm going to go for the blinds. I would love that.
Going for the smart blinds. Okay,
yep,
let's see what the
it.
Judges say.
Wake up feeling fresher with Switchbot Blind Tilts. It's super easy to install and easy to maintain too.
Yep.
You can also
enjoy
never-ending battery life with a solar panel included.
So that's right. So the smart blinds, Judith, you got it. And you love those. It's $69 per blind. So it gets kind of expensive. So you not only won the official Kim Komando Show fanny pack that is priceless, but you won a free bag of Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend dog food that your German Shepherd's going to love, a value of $59.95. It's premium freeze-dried raw food that contains zero artificial preservatives, fillers, and meat meal. Yuck. If you, in case you want to learn more, and you can save 54% at drmartypets.com/Kim.
All right,
Judith, now that you won big, how can I help you out?
I have a question. Well, I had two, but let's do the first one. My mom bought a car, brand new car, back in 2019. And every time I go visit her, she always questions, I wish I had a CD player in my car because the new cars don't come with CD players. We have tried hooking her up with the Spotify, with the Pandora, with all, you know, all of the things that I use. I use Spotify. That's how I listen to you in the car. And she just wants to play her CDs. She's got a ton of them. So we're trying to figure out how we can adapt this for her in her car.
Well, Judith, you have come to the right place, my dear. And you're going to make your mom a very happy woman. She's going to be like, I can play all my... Okay, what's her favorite CD?
Benny Goodman, I think it is.
Okay, perfect. So now she's going to be cruising down the highway.
She's 83.
God bless her. That's fabulous. That's wonderful.
She's even got the I think it's called a 360 app on it, so I can track her. I mean, my mom is great, but it's that CD player that's driving her crazy.
I'm going to give you a link to this. So I'm going to put you on hold. Amber's going to send you off a link to this so you can just purchase it right on Amazon. But there are now obviously portable CD players, but now they work with Bluetooth. And what she's going to do is there's five radio stations on the upper FM dial, the upper end of the FM dial, like 88.9 or something like that, 88.1. 91.3. And so you're just going to have, she can put the CD in and then she's going to tune the radio to that FM station. And then that's how her CD player will play. I mean, her CD will just play that way, just right through the car speakers.
She will love
and then it also is Bluetooth. So if she ever wanted to use, not that she's going to, I don't want her to put these in when she's driving, but if she's at home, she wants to listen on her AirPods or whatever it may be, that she can also do that as well.
Okay. And she will love
that. Now that I think about it, she could probably use this too with a Bluetooth speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So in her house, so she could actually just play her Benny Goodman, whatever she wants, right that way. They're about, the CD player, they're about $130, but Amazon is running all kinds of sales right now, and I think I saw this one for about $90, okay?
Okay.
You had question number two, I remember.
I did. The other thing is, she's in a gated senior apartment. They're all one story, and hers is like one of the first ones when you come in the gate. Well, one night, somebody knocked at the door, and she opened the door. It has a security screen door, which she always keeps locked. She's got little bars in her windows. I think she's got like three windows in that in her apartment. And then when she saw who they were, then she thought, why did I open the door? And she closed the door and, of course, locked it. And then she talked to us about it. And she's like, now she's kind of nervous about that. And we thought about a ring, but you can't put anything on the outside, you know, nail it into the walls. You know, you can't do any of that. So we were trying to figure out what we could do for her so that she don't have to get out and look out, because she's short, so she can't look out the little peephole. So I know.
Well, plus we don't want mom opening the door to who knows who, right?
Yeah.
It's just a bad idea overall. You were on the right path, and that was with just getting her a Ring video doorbell. And mm-hmm. sounds like mom's pretty savvy, so she can just look at it right on her phone. Now, what's innovative is that they now have holders that where you don't drill anything; it just mounts onto the door itself.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a holder for the Ring doorbell. So you're not going to drill anything; it's going to be secured onto the door. And they're about $25. And so we're going to send you links to that as well. So this way you can look at the no drill video doorbell holder is what it's called for the Ring video doorbell. And then we're going to get mom the CD player. And she's just styling. I mean, it's going to be – she's just amazing.
Oh, she'll be so happy. Oh, my God.
All right. Well, tell her I said hello, okay?
I will tell
her happy holidays and Merry Christmas from all of us over at – The Kim Komando Show and Kim Komando Today. Judah, thank you for your call. All right, so we're getting inundated with deals this time of year, right? But how do you know if a deal is really a deal? How do you know if they just jacked up the price and then they gave you free shipping, or the price is higher today, it's going to be lower tomorrow? So if Amazon sales excite you, this is what you want to do. You want to download Camel, Camel, Camel. I know it's kind of a crazy thing, but that's what they call it. It's an Amazon price tracker that helps you read between the lines. It shows you how a price has fluctuated over time. And a free browser extension can figure out whether actually you're looking at a good deal. And it will also alert you to say, hey, this is the lowest price that this has ever been on Amazon. And it works in all the browsers, Firefox, Safari, Opera, Chrome. And in this tip that we have written on the site, we actually point you through some screenshots and show you how it works. But the bottom line here is that if you are starting to do any type of shopping on Amazon and you're wondering if, in fact, the lightning deal, the coupon deal, whatever deal that they're putting in front of you is a good price, or you're looking to buy something and you want to make sure that you do capture it when it's at the lowest price, is head over to Komando.com and hit the link that says Kim Show, because this is a great tip that is going to save you a ton of money over the shopping this holiday season. All right, stay right where you are. I have some new research about Amazon Echoes and more of your phone calls coming up that you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, the secret word for you to enter to win a $100 Amazon gift card that you can use this holiday season, the secret word starts with an R and it ends with an S. Any guesses? The secret word is robotics. Once again, that's robotics. So go to komando.com/win, enter in robotics, and then look down, because there are ways that you can get even more entries to win just by doing certain things, like taking a look at our newsletters and podcasts and things like that. That's komando.com/win. All right, back to the phones we go with Tina. Hello there, Tina. Welcome to the show.
Well, I have an iPhone SX Max, and it's a 250 gig, and I have 20,000 pictures on it. I have iCloud also, but not everything has been transferred over to iCloud. But
why aren't all your photos from iCloud into your iCloud account?
They're just not all transferring, and I don't know why.
Okay. That would be my first thing that I want to fix.
Yeah.
And I can point you to some ways that you can fix that. And it's, you know, it does happen. And especially if, you know, maybe you've got, you know, some weird stuff going on in your iCloud account. Do you have like, so you have an iPad, iPhone. Do you have a MacBook or an iMac as well?
I don't. I have an iPad.
Okay, so just the iPad. So there's probably something funky wonky going on between the cloud accounts that's on your iPad and your phone. And so I won't. So what we're going to do is I'm going to give you some steps on how to make sure that that's done. You know, they have these so-called photo sticks. I would not trust my photos to a photo stick. Never, ever, ever, ever would I do that. So let's do this, Tina. Let's I'm going to put some tips for you on how to check these iCloud settings over at commando.com in the Q&A forum so that this way we can fix that. And then just you have everything stored up in the cloud and then you don't have to worry about losing any photos just in case something ever happens to your phone. And thank you so much for your call. Hey, speaking of photos, if you have iOS 16, oh, you're going to love this. Open that Photos app. And if you scroll down, you're going to see a button that says duplicate photos. And if you just hit there, you'll see all your duplicate photos. And then, of course, you can go one by one. I didn't have patience for that. There are like 3,500 duplicate photos. I said, just, you know, get rid of the duplicates and give me the best one. And that's just the way it is. So your Amazon Echo speaker, you know that it's listening. Well, research has found that whenever you ask Alexa, it's not only saved by Amazon, but also third-party tracking services. And it's also shared as in sold to as many as 40 different advertising partners. So what you want to do is go to amazon.com/adprefs, like ad preferences, and then select do not show me interest-based ads. Once again, that address is amazon.com/adprefs and select do not show me interest-based ads. Hey, thanks for listening to Kim Commando today. So reach over and give me a nice 5-star review. Yes, thank you. And thanks for listening.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.